Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. 15 years we've been hanging out with John. He's been putting up with us. We couldn't do without him. He's one of the great members of our Brain Trust, author of the award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World, outstanding business advisor and consultant. JohnFDeeney.com is the website. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about what's going to happen when the boomers exit and the other generations take over. You know, John, a year or so ago, I had a couple of millennials working for me that thought they were pretty, sharp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to have a word with them. I said, you know, I'm proud of you because you've come into my business. I've given you some responsibility, probably more than anybody would have given me at your age. So good for you. But I said, you don't have the marketplace yet. You're still standing on my shoulders, and you're going to inherit the marketplace soon enough, earlier than I inherited it. But you're not ready for it yet. You're not ready for prime time yet. You still got some things you need to learn. And I think they took it the right way because, you know, they sort of helped them put where everybody was in perspective. What do you think?
Oh yeah, they're good folks, and they do listen and they do pay attention and they don't know what they don't know. But you know, you talk about preparing themselves for the marketplace. I came across something recently that surprised me. I was browsing, as I do, about, you know, these issues of the retiring boomers. Replacing boomer skill sets in the workplace was the number one concern of corporate executives, publicly traded corporation executives, worldwide, in a survey The Economist did in 2008.
Hmm.
And small business is just beginning to wake up to
the
fact.
That's exactly right.
That they're going to have to do this. Well, corporate America is known for a long time. And if you look back over the last 10 years at the hot desking, the job sharing, the medical leave, the sabbaticals for education, the wellness programs, all the things that they've done to accommodate this generation. Mm-hmm. Boomers didn't care about that. Boomers showed up and worked.
We went to work at 8, we stayed till when the job was over.
Right.
When the work was done.
And, you know, so the workplace, the corporate workplace, and this competition is what small business owners have to understand. You know, it used to be that corporations always outbid small business on a dollar-for-dollar basis.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're outbidding us with job construction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with perks. We see them as perks, but they just see
flexibility.
Right. That's a good word for it. And, you know, small business doesn't have that. I can't let one of my people take a sabbatical.
Right.
You know, what am I going to do while they're not there?
You can't give them 6 months off for child leave.
Right.
The father, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, we can't do stuff like that. But back to the boomers thing. Do you think 35 years ago, anybody of the JI generation said, "Will the boomers be able to take over for us?" Do you think they said that very much?
Oh, I'd be sure.
So,
sure.
So do you
I
think?
Mean,
do you
I
think,
found,
think
I found quotes by Aristotle saying,
"No,
saying
I agree.
The next generation has no work ethic." You know?
But here's the thing, though, John. We baby boomers aren't really that much different from the GI generation.
No, we're
but
not.
Millennials are quite a bit different from boomers.
Yeah, it's
so that is a different situation. I think we have now.
It's a different world, and technology is a huge
technology's
part of
done
it.
That. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
you
part,
and I
that's
were,
part of it. That's part of it.
You and I were talking, you know, offline, and we were kidding about it, but it's true. You know, if a customer comes in and complains to a millennial face to face, the millennial's preference would be to go in the back room and text them the answer. You know.
Well, do you think millennials are going to be ready to replace, and Gen X will do it first. You think Gen X is and Gen Y are going to be ready to replace the boomers?
I think Gen X is going to get squeezed badly.
Uh-huh.
I think the millennials are more ready than much of Gen X.
Interesting.
And Gen X has this entitlement of being kind of sucked along in the vacuum behind the boomers.
Interesting.
And the millennials are going to start filling it very quickly.
We'll see how it goes. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Come back
good
soon.
Good talking to you, as always.
John Deaney, ladies and gentlemen. JohnFDeaney.com is the website. Hunting in a Farmer's World. Do yourself a favor. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away, and you'll keep the other one very near. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.